Thanks, Moogle. You're the best. Moogle, cluing me into the fact that my mic was muted. But thanks, Moogs. Thanks, Moogle. You're the best. Smoothly stopping in, doing the Elmo Boo dance. And this fool's life stopping in, saying hello to everyone. How y'all doing tonight? Hope you're doing well. It's a little warm. I was feeling warm, so it's cooling head wrap time. It's time to get back into the cooling head wraps. It's a superpower for the hot desert. I'm not gonna lie. You think it's hot? Dude, cooling head wrap. You fucking snap it right up. It's fucking brilliant. Black Hats Poppy is here with a hello. Here's a hello to all of you. Here's a cheers. Welcome to Monday night. We're already one day down through the week. Already one day down. We're killing it. You guys are killing it because you're the best. You're the best motherfuckers of all time. Some of the sexiest motherfucking people I've ever met, ever known. Yeah, we're killing it. Just killing it. We're not doing such a great job at getting our groceries, though, because they'll probably be here. My grocery order was supposed to be here a little earlier. I'm hoping now it's even later and they don't put it outside now, and then I have to worry about either my shit getting stolen or spoiling or whatever in between the time that we're all chatting and I have to go over there and grab them. So, but how were you all? How was your weekend? Did you do anything fun? Do anything magical? Do anything crazy? Oh, Moogle says maybe a coyote will grab it. I gotta be honest. Here where I live, here, far less likely that a coyote would grab it than some jagoff who would steal it off my porch. Yeah. A little bit more worried about that. Although hopefully not if they put it by my side door. If they put it by my side door, it's no problem. But I hope you all had a great weekend. It was kind of a, I don't know, it was a weird, relax, busy, crazy weekend. Smoothly did artist things with paints. Was that very cool looking side facing skull? Is that what you were painting? I think I saw some in progress pictures that looked incredible. Smoothly Doodles is a incredible painter and artist. You should definitely check her out on Instagram. And make sure if you don't, just in case, if you don't follow Smoothly Doodles, please do. Because she broadcasts some art here on Twitch Live. You can watch her paint live and chat with her. Moogle just smelled paint this weekend. Like you were huffing paint, or you just smelled paint that was like around, like other people were painting, and you were like, oh, I smell paint happening. Let's see, what did we all do? Well, Friday there was a Joe Bob, so we did that. And then this is sort of my crazy turnaround, restful, not restful weekend. Moogle just smelled some. Just huffing paint. Just huffing paint like the old days. Aren't you like Norwegian or something? Just a European weirdo just smelling paint. Eh. Oh, you ready? My bad. I'll be more careful and get less stinky paint. Oof. Yeah, just enjoying the different smells of the world. Well, by the way, one cool thing about like riding a motorcycle as opposed to being in a vehicle, especially if you like don't use a windshield or you're wearing like a half helmet or whatever, is the smells you can smell from just driving around. You can smell a lot of flowers and all sorts of stuff like that as you're driving around. Restaurants, obviously, cement and gasoline, a little bit of exhaust, but you can smell some nice stuff too. That's all I'm saying. Reverend Master, yo. Reverend Master, hope you're doing good. But I had to get up early-ish Saturday because they were doing an open house at this house. So they were like, yeah, I prefer you not be around for that. And I was like, good, I don't want to be around for that anyway. So I went and took, I think it's a little over 100 miles, did about 100 miles of a motorcycle ride. And it went off on one of the freeways. And I ended up in this just incredibly awesome looking area. And I wanted to keep going, but like, probably getting about time for me to turn around, but it was the Tonto National Forest, which looked, or looks rather, like some combination of an alien landscape, something out of a fantasy storybook, and an old Western. Just absolutely beautiful countryside and hills and mountains. Just looked awesome. So did that for a little while, had breakfast, and then the bike got dropped off at the dealership. So getting the 1,000 mile tune up and getting some parts and upgrades put on it. Smoothly asks photos. Unfortunately, I did not get any photos because I never actually got off the bike. That was like, man, I rode all the way out there. And then there was a village or a town. What the fuck was that town called? Let me look this up. Town that is over there. It's like crazy because it's nestled like right in the middle of the super cool Superior. Superior. Here, I'll show you where this is at. We'll switch over to this dude. So switch over here. So I'm sort of over here-ish. So take this freeway and ride all the way out over here. I got to about here and turned around. But there's just some really, really cool sort of terrain in and around that area. I can't really see. I was hoping there'd be like a street side from somewhere. But I want to go back to the Superior because there's apparently the world's smallest museum. But that actually looks like kind of a cool little town. There's actually some stuff to do there. I actually now wish I had just kept going because I could have stopped there and had lunch and done whatever else that was kind of in the middle of that. But that's a pretty large the Superstition Wilderness and all this stuff around here. I mean, just looks really, really cool. And just to see. Anyway, here's some pictures of kind of what that looks like. But that really, for the most part, that's what it looks like. I mean, it looks awesome. I think I past that sign that's right there, you can sort of see it. But just some absolutely gorgeous terrain and scenery out there. So that was a pretty cool. It was a pretty cool little adventure. Yeah, it was kind of tiring by the time I got back. Amateur bike riding photographer. I'm being cheeky. Well, if I put the, what's the word for it? If I got a helmet cam, that would work. Although if I get the helmet cam, I also need to adjust the windshield that's on there. It's not quite right. You get some of this over 80 miles an hour. You get a little bit of this like buffeting on the front. And so I'm not sure if I should continue to try and adjust it or if I should just cut it and cut it much lower so that it's basically just blocking the wind from hitting the direct center of my chest, but then leave my head and everything else exposed to clean air. I may eventually try that because I feel like it's just not quite working right. Remus just says, supposedly everyone's expecting you to drive by and photograph stuff. So if I'd stopped somewhere, and I could have, there were like little pull-off spots and little trails and whatever over there. But number one is by myself. So if you pull off somewhere there and you end up either getting stuck or whatever else, you are then in big trouble because you're by yourself. And I was also just kind of running out of time. I wanted to be at the other dealership before, 2:30, 3 o'clock, and it was already starting to get late. So, I should turn around and head on back. So, did that. Went back, turned that in, and then went out and watched the UFC 300 with some fellas at a bar. That was, it was pretty cool. It was entertaining. Some pretty good fights in there. Krista's here. Krista's just going to lurk because she's been sipping a few too many today. Well, sounds like a good girl's day out. So I'm glad you had a fun Monday. Here's a cheers to you for enjoying some sippy sips. But it does very much look surreal. It looks like just this alien, awesome landscape. And something pretty cool about that too, about sort of riding through that and going up and down through the hills. It's quite incredible. I should hit up Dash too. I think Dash was saying he had a GoPro he would let me borrow or something, but that's eventually what I need to do. Is if I'm going to take those pictures, I'm going to want to get some sort of helmet or whatever camera. You can see some videos wherever you see videos of people who are on bikes or even in cars who then try to use their phones to take pictures while they're moving, and they either drop them and then they go bouncing along the highway, at which point that's almost a guaranteed game over. Or otherwise lose it somewhere, like drop it over the edge of a cliff into this fucking national forest. You're never finding that. Like, that's just fucking gone. But it would have been cool to take some pictures. I need to figure that out. And eventually will, because on Sunday I had to then get up early again and be out of my house and moving around. I did go look at some places to rent around here. The first one was nice. I really liked that. The second one had a cat piss tinge. You can just tell when there's a piss tinge. You walk in and I'm like, this place is there's a little bit of a musty smell. They're walking through. I'm like, oh, that's cat piss. I'm like, and we're out. Done. Forget it. And then the realtor guy I was with, he's like, oh, yeah. Don't blame you. See ya. Yeah, I mean, they tried to clean it. I mean, it wasn't like the place looked like it was full of cats, but you could just tell. There's a little bit of a hint of that cat pee scent. So I'm like, no thanks. Now, hey, maybe you get somebody who has cats who can't smell cat piss tinge. And they're like, yeah, no problem at all. looks great. Let's move right in. So, but yeah, I'm like, no thanks. No thanks. I'll take a pass. So went to several places. And the last one that we went to was really nice. Actually kind of reminded me a little bit of the one place that I was looking to buy, but almost nicer in some senses. But the price on it was really good. So I applied. So I sent all my application details and everything in, had to do that at the end of the night, Sunday, after also taking care of a giant, just giant fucking pile of laundry. I don't even know how there's that much clothes. I'm like one person. Fucking mind blowing. How is there this much laundry? I just don't get it. So finished all that, got home and applied to that, sent all that in. So hopefully sometime soon we get the verdict on that, which will mean if that ends up being a yes, gonna have to move again. So I'll have to immediately start packing shit up and putting shit away and make for moving over there. And that's a year lease, so then we'll be there for at least a year. So yeah, and then that would be, I think I said May 4th. May 4th is move-in day, because this upcoming weekend I have some shit going on, including seeing Lucio Fulci's Zombie on the big screen. Cannot fucking wait for that. That is one of my favorite horror movies by one of my favorite directors. I'm so excited to be able to see that on a big screen. It's going to be awesome. But going to be able to see Lucio Fulci's Zombie on the big screen. Yeah, this fool's life. Isn't that fucking incredible? So fucking pumped. It's going to be so much fucking fun. Yeah, it's true. And it will be on May 4th. So it'll be on Star Wars or whatever day. But yeah, this weekend, Lucio Fulci. And then the weekend after that, there's the Front Row Moto Show, which is a two-day motorcycle event put on by one of the guys that runs this motorcycle social place. So I have the tickets for that for the 2 days. So I figured that's just a cool opportunity to hang out and chill with people. So if this ends up going through, that's going to have to start to be a, during the week, start collecting and taking down every other little small thing that I can and putting it away and preparing for transport. Thankfully, that's not that far of a drive. So I imagine if I do some loads of stuff with my pickup truck, kind of on my own, I should be able to get a fair amount of it done. Thankfully, it has a garage, and the garage that's there is sort of, you know, it's like under this building, and then there's an elevator. So like, man, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to get a fucking cart. I'm going to get some sort of fucking moving cart. Make that easier. I can just wheel that shit in, or a wagon or something. Oh, little red wagon. Oh, look at the happy boys. There's an old picture of me. You will never see it. Of me in my favorite little red wagon. Tiny little cigar in his little red wagon. And I think I have like a little shovel, because I think we're going to the beach or something like that. But yeah, I need a wagon. New wagon. So I can just wheel that shit around. So yeah, that will be a whew. So then when you get to, oh no, it'll be May 3rd, not the 4th, sorry. That's the Friday. So it'll be Friday. That would be Friday, May 3rd would be my move-in date. So even if I'm not fully moved in that weekend, at least you'd have the keys. You can start moving some small stuff over. And then maybe the weekend after that, whether I'm going to hire movers or see if I can get friends or whatever. But then get all the rest of that shit over there and we'll be done. We'll all have a new place. That place has a balcony that looks out kind of with a cool view. And we never really got that great of an opportunity to do outside hangout, cigar, chill, whatever streams. But I think we'll be able to do them from there because that balcony should be relatively close. And yeah, we'll have to see about that. Or maybe you'll get a pool stream. Maybe I'll get a pool stream. I may be able to go still hang out in the pool. I wouldn't have a signal. I guess I could tether it to my phone. P for P? Wait, what? All the women in chat, random drones appearing to search for that photo. Never find it. You'll never see it. You'll never see. Yeah, hot tub and cigar, baby. All my viewers go away. Subscriptions down to zero. Oh, picture for picture. Isn't it, you'd be hard pressed to find one that I would want to trade for that guy. That's all I'm saying. No, and maybe we would do. I don't know. I think people might be weirded out by that, but I would do it if there's nobody else there. I just put like headphones or something on so you guys could hear me. Be like, yeah, we're in the hot tub. Hanging out in the hot tub. In the desert. Welcome to the boiling zone. Yeah, like in a ju in some juice? Oh, some juice. Have a little juice box? Guys remember Capri Suns? What maniac thought that the Capri Sun juice bag with the hole at the top with a sharpened straw was going to be conducive for little children to be able to open those damn things. I'm very curious to know how anybody thought that was a good idea. I mean, in a sense, they are. They pack up small, whatever, but the number of messes made from those fucking drinks. You guys even know what I'm talking about? Capri Sun? And a lot of people just turn them upside down and then just stab a hole through the bottom of it. I'll see, Reverend Master knows. 1 in 10 will open with no issues. You're trying to poke it, and then it's like smushing down. And then sometimes you poke it, and then you end up poking a hole all the way through the bag. And then, because you're squeezing it, suddenly all this juice comes out all over the place. Yeah, and they removed the little foil over the hole.
Squeeze out of the straw.
Because it's like under pressure. Because you. Seriously, it had to be a joke. It had to be a joke. There was probably some guy in the engineering department who engineered and put it in there, like, no, we need some more magic out of you, sir. It's like, oh, I know. How about a bag where you stab this hole in the top of it? Oh, wow, that'll be unique and make us really stand out so we can get our revenues and product placements. He's like, you fucking idiots. You're gonna have to be squeezing the bag to get enough play to get surface area for the hole. And then you're gonna stab the straw through there, and fucking juice is gonna fucking spray out all over the place like some bitch squirting you in the face. Because that's exactly what they fucking do. Do they still sell them? I think so. I don't know. Let's take a look. Let's take a looky look. Capri Sun, the number one kid drink in the world. It's a German brand? How is it engineered with the Germans? The Germans usually engineer good stuff. That's fucking terrible. Manufactured by the German company Wild. Rudolf Wild invented the drink in 1969 and introduced it into West Germany as Capri Sonne, a name retired in favor of the English name in 2017. Sold in 100 countries. Is one of the most popular juice brands in the world. As of 2023, roughly 6 billion pouches are sold per year globally. And how did we not know that they still sell these? I mean, I guess maybe because we're not like little kids, but the milk cartons with the paper fold. Yeah, opens it. They could have folded the top open, then it just sags, and then it rips, and then a kid goes to take a drink out of it. And because the little beaky part is ripped, it's like a dribbler, and then it dribbles all over it. And then these kids get fucking milk all over themselves. They have sweaty, sticky, smelly kids that are also coated in drying milk running around. Since its launch, Capri Sun has been packaged in laminated foil vacuum doy and pack pouches, with which the brand has become strongly associated. They predated the advent of the Tetra Brick, in an era where fruit juice was usually sold in large containers. The pouch design has stayed the same, but changes have included transparent bottoms and paper straw. A paper straw? Then how would you ever open it? Well, other container types have been introduced. If it was a paper straw, how would you fucking open the damn thing? The main products are high in sugar, although lower than many competitors. Okay. Characterizations of the juice drinks as all natural have led to conflict. Yeah, I mean, you can be such a bastard with the word all natural. What is not natural? I mean, technically, isn't even the stuff, like, we are a part of nature. So also, eating paper, yeah, you eat the paper. You just end up biting off that thing to tear it open because you're hungry and little and just want your fucking milk or juice. What? In France, Capri Sun has figured prominently in rap songs and has been noted as a drink of choice in poor areas. This is blowing my fucking mind. This is blowing my mind. I think the topic of tonight's show is going to be Capri Sun. In the United States, Kraft and its former parent company, the tobacco conglomerate Philip Morris, have successfully marketed Capri Sun using strategies developed for selling cigarettes to children. American parents often misidentify Capri Sun as healthy, and it is one of the most favorably rated brands among Generation Z Americans. Okay. The first branded beverage with a fruit juice base. Really? Restrictions on color additives led to less visually appealing soft drinks, incentivizing opaque packaging. They got together with Thimonier, a French company that primarily manufactured sewing machines, to use their pouch design and pouch making machines, both of which were patented. What in the fuck? After initial issues with spoilage and stains were resolved, what kind of stains? The name references the Italian island of Capri, a fashionable yet affordable vacation destination for Germans of the 1960s. Capri inspired many other product names around the same time and place, such as the Ford Capri, Capri Pants, and the Langanese Capri Ice Cream. It was branding that appealed to and represented bourgeois indulgence. What the fuck? There's song, like, I want to hear these Capri Sun rap songs. If you ever eat the candy dots, don't complain about milk carton paper. Dude, those candy dots. There was a technique to that. You had to like try and shave them off the paper. But then I would also know kids that would just tear the things and just eat the paper and just be like, yeah, who cares? The Ford Capri was a beautiful car. It is kind of a cool looking car, I'm not going to lie. It's a fastback coupe. Included the Essex and Cologne V6 at the top of the range. I mean, dude, that is a pretty slick looking car. Look at that 69 Mark 1 Capri. I'll drive a Capri, I don't care. That car looks fucking cool. Oh, I like the 73 Mercury one. That's pretty dope. Dude, cars in the 70s looked cool, but then like you had the whole gas thing, like some of them really sucked. But, like that looks like a fucking classic badass car. Yeah, look at that shit. I'm digging it. All right, let's go back to Capri Suns. At the initiative of Hans-Peter Wild, champion boxer Muhammad Ali began promoting the brand in 1978. CC Werke, the Wild subsidiary, said that the deal included one crate of the product a week for 4 years. The endorsement, in which Ali said Capri Sun was, like him, the greatest of all time, led to a significant increase in sales. By 1982, sold in 23 countries, and 19 of which it was the most popular fruit juice. How did I not know any of this? I always thought it was just like fucking hack. Like, it's just the joke. Capri Sun, the drink that comes in the bag that makes a mess all over the place. Haha. But then I guess, too, kind of like you'd see somebody who'd had one and you kind of wanted one. River Master says, I've not ever had paper with them, but they always were dry. Now the waxy paper candy cones always look like the paper is part of the ingestion process. It's just paper. I mean, it's better than eating plastic. We're all full of microplastic anyway. Pouch partners. Dude, this is wild. Oh, also, this window is like fucked up. You guys can't quite see all this shit. There, that's better. After poor sales, Coca-Cola Schweppes Beverage took over production of Capri Sun in the United Kingdom in 1994. They began selling it in France in 2007 as the number of children in Germany aged 6 to 12 decreased. They developed a resealable spouted pouch aimed towards older demographics. Dude, who still drinks a juice bag as a fun? Okay, I mean, all right. Last country. The brand faced some criticism, some of it lighthearted, that did not rule out reintroducing the name at a later date. Dude, this is just wild. Shasta Beverages. When they introduced the product in the United States, its single-serving packaging was unusual in contrast with the 46 U.S. fluid-ounce cans that dominated the fruit juice market. Despite initial issues on rollout, the packaging carried the advantage of being light, durable, blunt, long-lasting, freezable, and insular. I didn't know you could freeze them. That's kind of. They intended the product for children ages 7 to 12. Its marketing director for new products told a journalist, "Adults have a mental block about putting the straw in. They try to be careful, and it just doesn't work." Instead of general advertising, they placed images in spots magazines such as DuckTales and Sports Illustrated for Kids. This is all natural designation. By 1982, it had a 10% market share, was available, was aiming for 15 to 20 against competitors High C and Hawaiian Punch, which were about half its price. Most of Capri Sun's early market share gains came at the expense of small brands. Dude, the original Hawaiian Punch, like I love Hawaiian Punch. Fucking delicious. What? That was invented as a thing for ice cream? What is all this shit? I like feel like I suddenly don't know anything about all my childhood treats. Next time I'm gonna find out that High C was invented for sale, fucking South American mercenaries fighting in apartheid. Like, what the fuck? Fuck, I don't know anything. I don't know anything about Capri Sun. Whoa. Astro Pop? Freeze Capri pouches, so tasty. Then they get slushy. Now, I really want some Capri Sun so that I can put them in the freezer and have a Capri Sun slush, because that actually sounds delicious. Not even joking. That actually sounds fucking great. Let's move on. They have 27 flavors of Capri Sun. The best known flavor globally is orange. In the United States, an initial roster of apple, fruit punch, lemon, and orange has expanded to include Mountain Cooler, Pacific Cooler, Strawberry Kiwi, Tropical Punch, and Wild Cherry. In France, the only flavors in the main line are Classic Orange, Red Multi Fruit, and Yellow Multi Fruit Bio flavors. Orange, tropical, blackcurrant, and cherry are sold in. What is with the United Kingdom and blackcurrant? Do you guys like, is it like everywhere over there? I swear, like every other drink is fucking blackcurrant with your Ribena and all this other stuff. Like, I went over there and people were like, yeah, here it's blackcurrant. I'm like, what? I'm like, yeah, it's a Ribena. I'm like, yeah, but what is that? And like Ribena, like no, you can't use the word to define the thing that it is. I don't know what that is. It's a blackcurrant drink. Like you're saying a whole lot of words. I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. Blackcurrant is the tits. Apparently, like the yeah, why is it by what bio French? That doesn't. This is weird. This is getting real weird. In China, they have orange, white grape, pear, and peach apple. That's fucking horseshit. Why does fucking China get the best fucking selection of fucking flavors? I don't want fruit punch. Fruit punch is bullshit. Fruit punch is just generic. Synthetic fruit flavor that they just I want fucking pear and peach apple. Can we get rid of fruit punch for fucking pear? Apple, pear, lemonade, orange. Delicious. I mean, I guess we can keep Mountain Cooler and Pacific Cooler because that's also nonsensical, whatever shit. America banned blackcurrant? That's crazy. German fruit flavors are riper than French ones. Well, like spoiled? And yeah, we like it spoiled. We don't need your fresh fruit. We are harder and tougher. We can drink spoiled fruit if we want to. Flavors in China, Mexico, and the United Arab Emirates are sweeter than those in Europe, which Capri Sun says is to cater to local tastes. Likewise, Hungarian cherry flavors are more sour than elsewhere. In addition to these main lines, they've included four no added sugar lines, 100% juice, fruit refreshers, fruit and veggie blends, previously Super V, this reminds me of vagina, and organic and roaring waters, a line of flavored waters. The United Kingdom has its own flavored water line, fruity water, sold in mango, passion fruit, and buff. Yeah, and blackcurrant. Of course, it has blackcurrant. No sugar added version debuted in 2020, becoming no added sugar, nothing artificial through the use of stevia as a sweetener. See, I'm on board with that. I want that too. Can we get that? They began replacing it with zero added sugar that contains sucralose. Fuck off. Fuck off. Places don't want to use stevia because it's a little more expensive and they're pinching pennies out for a place that already makes fucking billions to fill you with fucking sucralose. Stop it. Fruit Crush, another no added sugar line, is sold in France in apple, strawberry, and tropical flavors. Capri Sun Squash concentrated syrup is sold in the United Kingdom and Germany. Can somebody from the UK confirm that? Squash? Is that just what a squash thing is called? It is what it's called. A non-alcoholic beverage concentrated syrup. Modern squash. Jesus, this is like It's getting complex.
A 2009 comparison of various flavored drinks published by the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health classified Capri Sun Strawberry Kiwi along with all of the other surveyed fruit punch and fruit juice drinks in the least healthy tier. Drinks in this tier, which had a classification requirement of more than 12 grams of sugar per 12 fluid ounces, were recommended for consumption only sparingly and infrequently. That's pretty bad. Capri Sun Lemon Lime. Wait, who gets that? A sports drink with 20 grams of sugar, also placed in the least healthy tier. Jesus. They switched the main Capri Sun line from high fructose corn syrup to regular sugar and switched the Roarin' Waters flavored brand from high fructose corn syrup and sucralose to sugar and stevia, dropping the sugar from 30 grams per 12 ounces to 26. Then they cut the sugar content of its pouches by just under half by adding monk fruit concentrate. That's fucking solid. The same year, CCEP changed the composition to be compliant with the United Kingdom's new rules on food high in fat, salt, and sugar. Dude, what? They actually make a monk fruit variety? I'm kind of down with that. That's wild. They're stored in laminate foil pouches made of aluminum, polyester, and polyethylene. They're developed, They were introduced with plastic-wrapped straws. After England banned single-use plastic straws, they introduced paper straws, a move it said was environmentally friendly. Capri Sun drew some criticism for the straw's inability to pierce the pouch in opening the drink, as well as the still existing plastic wrapping on the straw, which Capri Sun said was required under British law. See? No comment. No comment. That's so fucking stupid. After a series of instances in which mold was found in its pouches, in 2014, they introduced clear bottoms, soothed concerns about mold, and emphasized the lack of artificial colors, which internal research showed most consumers were unaware of. Occasional mold reports have continued. What the fuck? Including in a viral 2021 TikTok in which a father shows the mold through a pouch's clear bottom. Kraft stresses that the mold is naturally occurring and may arise due to small punctures. Kraft permanently reverted to foil bottoms in 2022, citing supply chain issues. They also recalled 5,000 wild cherry pouches after it was discovered that some were contaminated with cleaning supplies. How? Hey, this Capri Sun Lemon Lime tastes like Lemon Pledge. That's because there's Lemon Pledge in it. What in the fuck? Zykolos, how you doing? Zykolos, we're just taking a trip down bizarro, weird food, Capri Sun silliness. Zykolos, if you had a Capri Sun, apparently it's a German product. So, and Zykolos is going to be like, no, I have never, just got up, still not fully awake, but okay. Well, maybe what you need is a refreshing Capri Sun to have you. But just don't get one of the ones with cleaning supplies in it. What the fuck? The packaging has been the subject of scrutiny. In 2015, they made blah, 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 claiming the packages are not easily recycled. Oh, also, eat a fucking dick. The recycling, but yeah, it's okay. produces a recycling guarantee from the aluminum industry, getting a green dot on every pouch and box of pouches. A 2001 essay termed Capri Sun the Antichrist of the environmentalists. 1980s Germany for its 12% juice content as well as the packaging. More waste is not possible for 0.2 liters of aqueous liquid. Weird. I just cannot. I didn't even know they sold these anymore. Let alone that it was in French rap songs and full of cleaning supplies. Used to drink it when you were a kid. What was your favorite flavor? If anybody had Capri Sun, you remember, what was your favorite flavor? In 2015, author Josephine Lebert noted Capri Sun's popularity, along with that of Sunny D, in Clichy-sous-Bois. I'm going to call it Clichy. There's a listener who will appreciate the Clichy reference. Near Paris, indicative of the broad popularity in poorer areas of France. Recognize the brand. Oh, I don't hear about the rap songs. Where's the fucking rap songs? Orange? Everybody likes the orange. I gotta be honest. The orange was pretty solid. Orange drink, though, from McDonald's. Whatever was in that. I mean, obviously a lot of sugar, but it had like that bizarre, like pseudo-plastic taste. There's something about that I always just, I wanted that fucking orange drink. Oh, just give me that orange drink. A 2022 review in the Marin Independent Journal gave Capri Sun All Natural Fruit Punch 2 out of 4 stars, noting its lower sugar content compared to other listed sugary drinks, but criticizing its taste as watery and not evocative of the fruits depicted on the label. Marnie Shore of The Takeout, reviewing Capri Sun Fruit Punch after the addition of monk fruit, wrote that the sweetness had now become the primary flavor rather than the notes of actual fruit, and assessed a perhaps 5% increase in tartness, but complimented the lack of aftertaste she associated with most sweeteners. Chad Eshman of VinePair reviewed Capri Sun flavors as they relate to creating mixers. Reviews included positively rating the combination of gin and Pacific Cooler as tasting like a large white gummy bear, and negatively rating the combination of tequila and Tropical Cooler as, we've made a huge mistake. Holy shit, that's fucking hilarious. Oh my God. You know what that means, everybody, right? Some of the OG listeners / watchers of the show, you know what that means, right? Oh, Tropical Cooler. Oh, they sell it at fucking Target. I can get it off fucking Amazon. Oh, look, it's got fucking Animal Crossing. 10 pouches. Ingredients. Sugar, pear, grape, and orange. Huh. I don't need a package of 30. Wait. Customers like the size, freshness, and sugar content of the juice. For example, they say it's easy to take with you, very refreshing, and has less sugar than other drinks. They appreciate the quality, saying that it'll last for months and is durable. Customers are also happy with the age range, taste, and ease of use. That said, some complain about the damage. AI, fuck off. I fucking hate AI. I can't goddamn stand it. Just another stupid scourge of horseshit, fucking techno jerk off baloney. Ugh. doesn't make any sense. This is the only flavor and brand my kids choose. They've tried them all. We're going to have to get some of these. Nobody piped in with my, you know what that means. But in the combination of tequila and tropical cooler as being, we've made a huge mistake. Well, you know, I'm going to have to try that on stream. Hopefully I won't wipe any of it in my eye, but we're going to have to try it. That now has to happen. I don't know about the one with gin because I'm not a big gin guy, but we're definitely going to try the tequila and tropical cooler. That's going to happen. So I have to put this over here in my notes because that's 1,000% we're doing it. Capri Sun and tequila. And tequila. Calling it a red flag and ranking fruit punch is among the unhealthiest juice boxes. Roaring Waters faced early criticism for its sugariness and lack of juice as a reduced calorie fruit drink apparently made for children who expect all drinks, even water, to be sweet. Ew. While James Lilix of the Minneapolis Star Tribune wrote that his daughter thought it tasted like Easy Mac. Oh. The granted that it may be an option for children who do not drink enough water and concluded, it's not bad for you per se, but you may be better off diluting real juice with water. Yeah, it's like when you order an orange juice at a restaurant and you don't get a free refill and you pound down half to three quarters of it instantly and then your dad gets mad at you. He gets mad at you because you're crying that you want more juice. And so then he takes your orange juice and he just pours water in it. And then you get this diluted fucking orange nightmare. As of 2023, the Guinness World Record for the fastest time to drink a Capri Sun is held by Faiz Nazir of India at 8.2 seconds. When the record was created, Guinness established a benchmark time at 18 seconds, but no one officially attempted to take the title until 2021, when Declan Evans of England completed the task in 16.65 seconds. The record has changed hands multiple times. Guinness since has received over 100 applications for the title since the video of a successful attempt by Andre Ortolf of Germany went viral. 8 seconds? I don't know, man. I feel like I could pound down a Capri Sun in less than 8 seconds. It's not that big of a juice pouch. Or is that just because of fucking with the stupid straw? Watery ketchup. What? Ketchup water? Like when you don't shake it and you tilt it upside down and you get the little piss dribble of ketchup and then you're like, ugh. Stand-up pouch. See, I feel like the pouch is still better than like the containers of shit all over the place. Pouch of cat treats. Because I feel like you can just, pack them down and everything. Yeah, Hawaiian punch. In a converted garage, it contained 5 fruit juices, orange, pineapple, passion fruit, guava, and papaya, all imported from Hawaii, although customers later discovered that it made an appealing drink when mixed with water. It was only available wholesale in gallon glass jugs to ice cream parlors and soda fountains. Oh, the original company is named Pacific Citrus Products, PCP. Yeah, man, you want to get high off some PCP? And then a guy just shows up with Hawaiian punch. And then the drug deal goes south and everybody gets fucking shot. Sunshine Yellow. I like Hawaiian Punch, though. That's fucking delicious. God, we could just go down this endless fucking rabbit hole of looking up drinks in the history of that stuff. Capri Sun. Who knew?
I had no idea. We forgot to look up rap song Capri Sun. Here's one. Wait. Yeah, here's some French. I'm not going to play it because I'll get a stupid copyright strike or whatever. But apparently this here is the Capri Sun rap song. So if you're looking for some sweet Capri Sun rap, apparently there it is. The ketchup and noodle when you're low on money, that'd be okay. Old technique when you're running low. Oh yeah, I guess you could pour water in the bottle, shake it up, and then you'd have like a ketchup slurry juice. Kind of like a ketchup juice. It's worth some mustard water. Ill. Well, I hope that was as entertaining for you guys as it was for me. I had no clue. I had no idea that Capri Sun was still this worldwide juggernaut and apparently sold everywhere with a bazillion different flavors. And monk fruit. I have long since been like, why do they not just use monk fruit instead of artificial sweeteners? I mean, it's there. It's not sugar. Like, yeah, I get it. We subsidize corn, so there's high fructose corn syrup everywhere, but quit it. It's like fucking awful for everybody in life. Like, please stop giving everybody high fructose corn syrup. But apparently Capri Sun is on that chain and has gone with monk fruit. So that's pretty impressive. So go Capri Sun. It's already 10 o'clock. I cannot believe we already sat here and talked for an hour. That's pretty wild. We are going to see, by the way, I've been reading through King Dinosaur's book. It's great. It is very reminiscent of sort of a Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, but with more of an adult bent. It's fantastic. We'll see if we can't get Scott West on the show Wednesday. We'll see if we can't get him here Wednesday. Talk about his book, talk about writing, talk about all that stuff. See how he's doing, so on and so forth. And or if not, at some point we're going to have to narrate one of the stories. There's a few of them in there that I like in particular that I'd love to narrate out loud for the rest of you. So the day we do that, we'll dim the lights down a little bit, try and make it a little more spooky, and we'll do some narration and read some of that story. It's great. It's really, really good shit. So, you know, if you're looking for something new to read, it's $10. Buy yourself a copy of Scott West's book. When you're done, pass it on. Pass the word so that we can get Scott some viral marketing, whatever that's called. So that's going to do it. My drink is already empty. It's already 10 o'clock. It's already a Monday in the bag. Can't believe it. Thank you so much to everybody that stopped by, including Smooly Doodles, Moogle 87, This Fool's Life, Black Cat's Poppy. This Fool's Life? Yeah, This Fool's Life was here. Reverend Master was here. Krista was here. And Zykolos. So, yeah. Thank you so much, everybody, that stopped by. As we say at the end of all of our episodes, you know, stay safe. Keep the faith and all of that good shit. And don't forget, who loves you, baby? Beautiful. So that's going to do it for tonight. We'll see you all again Wednesday. Have a great middle portion, whatever, of your week until then. And we'll see you soon.